This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the studio Judy Walker. She is General Director of the Ashlawn Opera Festival, and Bob Stroh is co-chair of the Downtown Business Association of Charlottesville. Welcome, both of you, to the studio. How you doing?
Good to be here.
We're fine.
So, Judy, tell us first, the Ashlawn Opera Festival. Most folks who've been around here for a while know that as the thing out there at Ashlawn Highland, out in the country under the stars. I've certainly been out there before, but it has a new home now, and this 2009 season is already underway, right?
Oh, it is. We've been doing Camelot for the past 2 weeks every weekend, and we're thrilled to be there. It's amazing to me to not hear the musicians complain about the humidity and their very expensive instruments. Yeah. We have real lighting, comfortable chairs, wonderful restrooms, and the walks, of course, and the Paramount is very well lighted.
Yeah, it's a totally different festival now, isn't it?
Oh, really? Well, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, the singers are the same, but you really can hear them in the Paramount rather than, you know, they were just singing right into empty space out there.
Right, right. Now it's very different. What's the history 101 of this festival? When did it start?
Well, it started about 23 years ago or 24 years ago, and it started as a chamber opera festival that was in the community. The singers were community people, the orchestra was community people, and tiny little stage and little orchestra, and then it's just grown to what it is today,
yeah,
which is very exciting.
So it started out just a bunch of local folks getting
it
together
did.
To do some opera, and
that's
and now
right.
You have professional singers auditioning
really
every year to come down to Charlottesville and take part in this thing.
We do. We spend 3 days in New York City in December, and the quality of our singers gets better every year. I mean, the Countess in Figaro is Elizabeth. She's one of the best singers I've ever heard.
Really? And you mentioned Figaro. Now, that opens when? This week, right?
Mm-hmm. It opens on Friday.
Wow, great.
But she sung the role of the Countess at Miami Opera. She has sung it at Seattle. She will be singing in Carmen at the Met this coming January.
Wow.
I mean,
this is the real deal.
It really is the real deal. I don't know how else to say it.
That's
thrilled
wonderful.
To have her.
So Camelot is going on now, and we're going to be giving away two tickets to Camelot in just a few minutes. And The Marriage of Figaro opens this weekend, this Friday.
That's right.
Fantastic. And for folks who've never been there, they should know this opera is it's in English.
That's right.
Right?
So and it's a comic opera.
So
it's,
and the reason I like that, actually, because I love opera, actually. But the reason that I think in English is good sometimes for folks who are new to the opera, it's a wonderful way to get introduced to some of these major productions.
It's really the truth. And I don't know what the future will hold, but we've always sung in English in the Boxwood Gardens. And we're singing in English at the Paramount this summer.
Yeah, Judy Walker is the general director of the Ashlawn Opera Festival, which has found a new home and is giving you a new experience at the Paramount Theater downtown. Bob Stroh is also with us. He's co-chair of the Downtown Business Association of Charlottesville. And Bob, what are your thoughts as a business owner in town to see this opera festival come in from the country and find a beautiful new home downtown?
Well, I think finding a home is exactly what we found as they moved to the Paramount. We're just pleased that they're there. It's a wonderful addition to the entertainment options downtown, and there are lots, of course.
Yeah.
But the Ashlawn Opera coming to the Paramount has been a fantastic addition. I was at the initial first performance of Camelot, and it was stunning. And And I've enjoyed the performances at Ashlawn Highland, but as Judy pointed out, it's an entirely different experience and one that really sets a new standard for performances in this town. As good as it was out in the country, it's much better, I think, and at the Paramount.
For those of us who have sat under the stars and out at Ashlawn Highland and seen the festival out there, arguably the Paramount's a little bit more comfortable, not as hot.
Cool. And we don't have mosquitoes, mm-hmm. and we don't have peacocks, but we featured them in both productions because they are a piece of who Ashlawn is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is very exciting.
It's interesting. I know a lot of people at the first performance were talking about, oh, I wish we could have had our lunch out in the field, out in the beautiful views and so on. And I suggested that they either go to the Jackson Park or Lee Park and have that same experience downtown if you don't want to eat at one of our 50 restaurants and options on and off the downtown mall. You still could just have the parking, you know, the park experience downtown.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. We've been doing a survey for the past two performances, and the surveys are coming back. I miss Ashlawn. I love the ambiance out there, but you're in the right place.
Oh, good to know.
Which is very exciting. Yeah, because we needed to know that.
Yeah. It was a good decision and a good move.
It really is a good decision and a good move for
Bob,
us.
Let me ask you this while we have you here. How is downtown? What's the current state, given the economy? It's always bad news, but what's going on downtown?
Well, I'd have to argue that it's always bad news. I don't think the news downtown is bad at all.
Good.
On May 29th, we rededicated our new and improved and refurbished downtown mall, which is some fabulous improvements. If you haven't been downtown recently, I think you'll be more than pleasantly surprised. I think you'll be shocked at the improvements to the downtown mall. Just besides the new bricks, the lighting, the lights back in the trees, to me, say so much about what sort of a festival atmosphere or a festive atmosphere we offer downtown. At night is...
access. You can sit anywhere on the mall.
The mall is now a huge Wi-Fi spot
for
free wireless, right?
Absolutely.
It's fun to see everybody working on their laptops.
It sure has come a long way. Now, I didn't get here when it was a street, but I did get here when, you know, back in the 80s, when after 5 o'clock it was a ghost town and there was one light on at Miller's, and otherwise it wasn't the safest place to be. But now you go downtown after 5 o'clock and it's a wonderland. I mean, it's just amazing.
All your friends are there. Everybody's enjoying, as you say, the ambiance of the downtown mall, all the different options you have besides just strolling the mall. You know, there's all the different eating and retail and entertainment options.
Of course.
It's a fantastic place to be and spend your time.
Speaking of entertainment options, we have two tickets to Camelot at the Ashlawn Opera, now performing at the beautiful Paramount Theater in downtown Charlottesville. And these are for, I believe, Saturday, July 18th at 8 o'clock. And we'll go give those to caller number 5 at 977-1070. Two tickets to see Camelot Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Paramount Theater. Judy Walker is the general director of the Ashlawn Opera, and Bob Stroh is co-chair of the Downtown Association, Business Association of Charlottesville. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.